is it?
It's Chris.
Just a second. Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry to bother you, John.
No problem. Everything all right?
Yeah. It's just that I was upstairs alone in my place, thinking that you were down here alone in your place, and...
And what?
And suddenly I just felt like...
Like what? Felt like what?
Like I had to do this.
What the hell was that?
Mr. Pearson, here's a piece of advice. If you're gonna go camping, either learn what poison ivy looks like or bring toilet paper, you moron.
That must have been hard to look at.
Another ass with a rash. Part of the glamour I call my life.
Put insurance forms on your desk 3 days ago. Did you sign them yet?
You know, I hate it when you ask questions you already know the answer to.
Do you really?
Yeah, see right there. You're doing it. You don't forget.
You're late.
I'm sorry, Margaret, but it's not my fault. My taxi was hit by a runaway hot dog cart.
Of all the lame excuses.
It's the truth. I'm lucky to be alive.
Yesterday, the president's motorcade broke down and he ran inside to use your toilet.
Okay, that wasn't true.
Oh, the day before that?
All right, I lie all the time. But this is clearly not a lie. My lies have flair and imagination. This whole hot dog story is beneath me.
Ooh, what is that smell?
Hot dog juice. I'm covered in it. Go ahead, taste my coat.
Ooh. Oh, my God, you really were in an accident. Are you all right?
My head hurts and I smell like a big wiener.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm all right now, but not for long. Yesterday, my purse was stolen, and now this. That's two down, one to go. I'm in big trouble, Margaret.
What are you talking about?
Bad things always happen in threes. Celebrities die in threes. Three in a match is bad luck. Three strikes and you're out. That's from baseball.
Oh, well, thank you for clearing that up. But, Linda, this whole notion of bad things happening in threes, that's just a silly superstition.
Oh, tell that to my great Aunt Hilda, who fell off Mount Everest after being kicked by a yak.
That's only two bad things.
The yak kicked her twice.
Lord, give me strength.
You said it, sister.
What are you doing?
Wishing I'd closed that door.
Well, if you're looking for something to do, perhaps you can finish these insurance forms like I asked you to.
Yeah, fine. Dr. John, leave me the hell alone. There. Happy now?
You've been barking at people all morning. What's wrong with you?
If I want to talk about it, I talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it.
Fine.
Can't you tell I want to talk about it?
You are such a child. Okay, what is it?
You ever have bad dreams?
Well, sometimes I dream that I'm trapped beneath a giant blob of mashed potatoes, but then I wake up and find Lewis on top of me.
At least they got the picture of Mr. Pearson's blistered ass out of my head.
Well, John, if you're having restless nights, maybe you should just lay off the Chinese takeout before bed.
It's not indigestion. It's something else. I keep having this dream about Chris.
What kind of dream? Oh, that kind of dream.
Yes, that kind of dream. And I know what you're going to say, that I like her, but I don't.
When was the last time you had...
8 months ago, not that it's any of your business.
Well, I was going to say, when was the last time you had a cigarette? But that does explain all the bad mornings.
Quit smoking 3 weeks ago.
My guess is you're probably just craving nicotine and your mind is making you think that it's something else.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just go on the patch? Maybe that'll help.
No, I'll just tough it out.
Oh, come on, John. Why don't you for once in your life do something easy? If not for you, then for those of us who have to be around you. Come on, I know you got some samples around here somewhere.
Linda, the phone.
Oh, yeah, here's one. Roll up your sleeve.
Yep. Margaret, I don't think I
really... Oh, come on, give it a try. It's free. Your favorite four-letter word.
Well, it's not my favorite, but it's right up there. Linda, answer that damn phone, will you?
I can't. It could be bad thing number three.
Shocking. I have no idea what she's talking about. Yes, Dr. John Becker here. All right, thanks very much. That's the lab. Their fax machine broke. Run over and bring the test results back, will you please?
Oh, no, I can't do that. What if I get to the lab and no one's at the front desk? I'll have to walk into the back to find somebody. Next thing I know, I walk into the wrong room, the door slams shut, and I'm stuck in the freezer with all the hearts.
Linda, if you don't want to do it, just say so.
I don't want to do it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Chris, can I have some coffee, please?
Just give me a second, honey. I'll be right with you.
What the hell was that about?
What the hell was what about?
Nothing. Just coffee, please.
Ah! Everything I put in my mouth just kills me. Becca, you're a doctor. Do me a favor. Take a look in here, will you?
I'd rather die.
Come on, Becca. I got something in my mouth. I don't know if it's a canker sore or an abscess or maybe it's a boil.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You want to feel it?
No!
John, as long as you're giving free medical advice...
Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying to have lunch here.
No, come on. This will just take a second. There's something you got to look at. I got this irritation under my pants. Now, it's right where the waistband of my underwear hits my skin.
Jake, I'm not looking in your underwear.
Well, I'm not wearing underwear. It's too uncomfortable, so if you could just take a look at it
real
quick. Hey,
forget it. You know, on the off chance my appetite comes back, can I have a turkey sandwich, please? Unless, of course, you've got something that needs medical attention, too.
Well, now that you mention it, my stomach's been feeling weird. It's not really an ache as much as a dull pain.
Oh, for God's sake, you know, I only have to care about people when I'm at the office.
Oh! I think it just burst.
Oh.
Make that sandwich to go.
Oh, come on, Becca, just eyeball this
thing. Come on, John, just reach into my pants. You don't have to look. Just give it a little feel.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, guys, you heard him. He's on a break. Leave him alone.
Thank you.
I mean, you work so hard and everyone asks so much of you. You're only one person. Doesn't anybody think about your needs?
No, they don't.
Yeah. You must be so stressed out. I wish I could take you away and show you how to really relax. I bet that feels better.
Huh? What did you just say?
I said, here's your sandwich.
Oh, a lot of good that did. Who is it?
It's Chris.
Just a second. Hey, what's going on?
Sorry to bother you, John.
No problem. Everything all right?
Yeah. It's just that I was upstairs alone in my place, thinking that you're probably down here alone in your place, and...
And what?
And I suddenly just felt like...
Like what? Felt like what?
Like I needed to do this.
I don't know if this is such a good idea.
Shh. Oh, it's awfully hot in here.
Oh, this is crazy. I gotta wake up. Okay, in a minute.
Doesn't work. So nice to see you again, Mrs. Wygand. Seems like you were just here yesterday.
Well, I was here yesterday and every other day this week.
My rash came back. Do you know how annoying that is?
Yes, I know how annoying it is when you think something has gone away and it just keeps coming back bothering you.
Why don't you just go back to room one? The doctor will be with you in a moment.
Well, I hope so, because I don't mind telling you that I have better things to do than to come here day after day. It's a big pain in the ass.
Yes, you are.
I know I'm late, but I had to walk here all the way from Manhattan.
Oh, please don't tell me that this is about that silly superstition.
It's not a superstition. It's real. Bad luck comes in threes. Look it up in the dictionary.
Under what?
And there are all those other books over there.
So you walked here?
Well, I couldn't very well take public transportation. Buses collide, trains crash, bridges collapse.
So instead, you thought it was safer to walk through some of the most dangerous neighborhoods in New York?
Well, I couldn't very well run in these heels.
Oh, God, help me. Just take Mr. Maggio back to room 2 and get his vitals.
I don't think so.
Now, how could that be dangerous?
Mr. Maggio's cute, so am I. He'd ask me out, but then he'd end up breaking my heart. Then I'd grow old and bitter and die alone in an apartment full of cats. And as you know, I'm allergic to cats.
Okay, enough. This whole thing has just gone far enough. I mean, look how this is upsetting you. You are pale, you are shaking, and you're breaking out.
It's a pimple. Margaret, I have a pimple.
So
that's fantastic. That's bad thing number 3. It's over. Oh, this is gonna be huge.
I am so happy for you. Now, will you please take Mr. Maggio back to room 2?
And let him see me like this? I don't think so.
The bad news is Mrs. Wygant is in room 1. Her rash is back. It's red and irritating. That is also the good news. Now, I know that's not nice, but I hate her.
Margaret, I don't treat Mrs. Wygant because I like her. I treat her because she has great insurance.
Dr. Becker!
Oh, brother.
You look tired. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just not getting enough sleep. I'm still having those stupid dreams.
Even with the patch?
Oh, it didn't help. It has nothing to do with nicotine anyway. Obviously, I still have feelings for Chris.
Well, then why don't you talk to her about it?
Talk's not going to do any good. She doesn't feel the same way. I'm just going to have to move on. It's as simple as that.
Dr. Becker!
I know just how you feel. When I was in nursing school, I had some pretty intense feelings for a nurse in my class.
Margaret, I had no idea.
A male nurse. Walter was so great. Oh, he was smart, handsome, funny. We used to practice taking each other's blood pressure, and when he would take mine, I swear it would just shoot right through the roof. But the problem was he didn't feel the same way.
Is anybody gonna help me?
Excuse me. So how long did it take you to get over this Walter guy?
If I ever do, I'll let you know.
Well, that's a horrible story. How's that supposed to make me feel better?
Dr. Becker, where the hell are you?
Lord have mercy. The point is, unrequited love is a bitch, and so is Mrs. Wygant.
Hey, Jay. Chris here?
No, she went to the drugstore to get something for her stomach.
Good.
Good meaning you're happy she's not feeling well?
No, good. Just I don't want to see her right now.
Oh, is there something going on between you two?
Well, you know, keep it to yourself. But I keep having this dream about Chris.
What, you mean that kind of dream?
Well, why does everybody ask me that? Do you think I'd be upset if I had a dream where Chris and I are at Macy's shopping for luggage? Of course, one of those dreams.
All right, take it easy. I'm just trying to make sure.
Yeah, well, pay attention.
Okay.
In the dream, she comes to my apartment, and we start kissing, and there's some groping. It's awful. I mean, what do you think it means?
Well, if it's awful, it means you're gay.
No, it's awful because if I'm dreaming about her, it means I still like her, and she doesn't feel the same way.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
There's nothing I can do. It's just like Walter, you know? I'm going to be obsessing for the next 25 years.
Who's Walter?
A nurse.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's a long story.
I hope so.
Hey, guys, what's up?
No.
Hey, wait. What was that about? The minute I walked in here, you guys stopped talking. Were you talking about me?
No.
Well, what were you talking about?
Weather.
Baseball.
Baseball weather.
Wait a minute. So it is me. What is it? My cologne? My leather jacket? My Cabbage Patch dolls?
Excuse me?
What? They're a good investment, okay? Come on, we don't keep secrets. We're friends. No one's gonna judge you, right?
Okay. Well, John's having dreams about Chris.
Loser. Why don't you quit banging your head against the wall? The woman's made it perfectly clear that she wants absolutely nothing to do with you. But why don't you just take the hint and get over her?
Why don't you mind your own business?
I can do that. Or I can give you some advice and help you out.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take advice from you.
You know, when it comes to women not liking you, who knows better than Bob?
All right. What do you think I should do?
Simple. Every woman has a certain something special about her that's disgusting. All you have to do is find out what that is and obsess about it. I mean, the way she talks, walks, eats. Does she have a club foot, a hump, a walleye, a monobrow, maybe even a hairy birthmark? Whatever it is, just blow it out of proportion until that's all she is to you.
What else you got, you idiot?
Well, you can always try and find her mother and see if she's got a big ass.
What?
Well, you know, that way you know if you dodged a bullet.
Yeah, but what if a mother's got a great ass?
But then you hit on the mother. What do you want from me?
Go. Just go. Will
you? All right, look. You want to get rid of every feeling you've ever had for her? Marry her.
Loser. Well, you could go Bob's way, take a trip to Buffalo and size up her mom's ass. Or, and I know this may sound crazy, you could just tell her how you feel.
I can't tell her the truth, Jake. No, Bob's right. I've been down that road, and it leads to very bad things. I don't want to be humiliated again.
Yeah, but what if she has the same feelings for you?
Well, then she's just going to have to put herself out there. She's going to have to tell me. That's never going to happen, so I guess the next best thing is just to obsess over something that I hate about her.
Like what?
That's a problem. I can't think of anything. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hi.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I was upstairs and you're down here and I just started to have these feelings.
Yeah, what kind of feelings?
I just...
What?
I just feel like I need to...
Sure, yeah, this time it had to be real.
I'm sorry, John.
What are you talking about? What do you have to be sorry for?
Your carpet.
Oh, I'll have it cleaned. Yeah. And don't you worry about the bill. Until you're feeling better. Anyway, you know, it's me who should be apologizing here. I mean, you told me your stomach hurt 2 days ago. I didn't take it seriously. Now, why didn't you tell me it was this bad?
I thought it would get better.
Yeah, well, appendicitis doesn't get better on its own. I can't believe you've been walking around this kind of pain.
Am I going to be okay?
Whoa, sure you are. Yeah. This is just a very routine operation. I'm going to be with you every minute. Oh. I promise. You're shivering.
I know. I asked him to get me a blanket. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know what? I'll get you one. I'm a doctor, you know. There's a trick about getting what you want in hospital. What the hell are you doing? Sorry. I thought you were asleep, pal.
And how are we feeling?
I don't know about you, but I feel like crap.
Well, this will help with the pain. It's Demerol, and it takes effect almost immediately.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, I'll be back soon. We're almost ready to take you down.
Yeah, I told you I'd find one. Guy I took it from was cold. Take a lot more than a blanket to warm him up.
John?
Yeah? Well, are you gonna throw up again?
No.
Oh.
I love you.
What'd you just say?
I love you.
Really? I never thought I'd hear you say that. I mean, after all we've been through, I kind of feel... You know, I've been thinking about you all that. I can't get you out of my mind. I've been dreaming about you. Well, I guess this means I think I love you, too. No, I do. My God, I love you. Well, you know, this is kind of a big deal.
And how are we feeling?
I love you.
Ready to go?
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
One shot at Demerol, they love everything.
I love you.
Loser.